Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Random Talk Podcast. My name is Precious Hurt, and today we're going to be talking about a condition that is very close heart to me, which is tachycardia. And I'm going to go in what it is, how it has come about, and how I found out I was diagnosed with it. Stay tuned and continue to listen. Okay, so tachycardia is mainly a condition where your heart beats faster than normal. So in my case, I have an extra electrical connection in my heart that interrupts the normal pattern of the heartbeat. So this extra electrical connection wants to be all in everybody's business, and this creates my heart to beat faster or abnormally. My heart rate because of this has reached up to 180 beats per minute, which is not good, but, some of the symptoms that have come with it is, besides with the rapid heart rate, our lightheadedness, shortness of breath, heart palpitations, which is just, a flopping in the chest, or it feels like an irregular heartbeat, and it is just very uncomfortable, and it just hurts, and chest pains hurt the worst. It feels like somebody is just shooting you with, not shooting you with something, but like poking you with something, and it's like a sharp pain, and it hurts every now and then, but it doesn't have that much of a effect as much as the shortness of breath and the lightheadedness. And it can also, tachycardia can also cause fainting, but I haven't fainted, which is good, because if I do faint, then it will become very serious. And yeah. Okay, so some of the causes for tachycardia is fever, high or low blood pressure, medication side effects, which is just some medications can cause tachycardia, and sudden stress such as fright, which was my reason for tachycardia, because I really did have a lot of stress and anxiety with a lot of things, and I just didn't know how to deal with it, but I'm doing better. And how I found out that I had tachycardia was that I was having those symptoms of chest pains and shortness of breath. In the beginning, I was having more chest pains, but they were every so often. My mom took me to the doctor, and the doctor referred me to a pediatric cardiologist, Ella Bonner. And then she referred me to another cardiologist in the same field at Le Bonner, and to get a better diagnosis. And before they diagnosed me with anything, she wanted me to wear a heart monitor for a month. But she had an inclination on what it was, and she told us that it might have been tachycardia, but she didn't know yet. And then after the heart monitor, that cleared that I did have tachycardia, so I was diagnosed in February of 2020. And a year later, which was this year, I went back and I had a recheckup on my heart, and I had an EKG, and it just showed that my tachycardia had gotten worse. And I'm going to go into the treatment option that I chose, me and my mom chose, in a different segment, but I'm going to give you just a hint. I'm going to have a catheter ablation. So, it was very quick in between the time period, but that is how I learned that I had tachycardia. Okay, for the last segment of this podcast today, I'm going to get into the treatments and how is tachycardia related to the two systems of the body that I have chosen. The other treatment that was offered for me, I'm not going to speak about the treatment that I'm going to have yet, but the treatment that was offered to me and my mom was a beta blocker. A beta blocker will just control the tachycardia, and I would have to take it up to 3 to 4 times a day. And that was not an option for me and my mom, because that would just hold me back, and I would have to stop whatever I'm doing and just have to take my medicine. But that wasn't a treatment. But the treatment that I am going to do is the catheter ablation.
They just enter a small catheter, which is just a small tube, into the groin through your blood vessels. Depending on where the electrical connection is, they can either burn it or freeze it. I think it's the lymph node. I don't know. It's one part, and I know the lymph node is not part. That is part of your nostrils. But it is some part of the heart that you cannot touch. And if it gets really close to it, if the electrical connection is really close to it, then they will have to freeze it because they can't burn it. But if it's anywhere else in the heart, they can burn it. If I find out what that part of the heart is, I will let you know. Also, if it is on the left side of your heart, I found that you have to take an aspirin for a month, since the left side of your heart does not filter out the necessary ways like the right side of your heart does. So, also, in order to get to the left side of your heart, there's this piece of muscle separating the left side from the right side of the heart. And many people have a hole already placed in one of the spots to get to over to the left side of the heart. And some people don't. And so they have to either, if you don't, they will have to make a hole, and it'll eventually heal back because the muscle will grow back around the hole. I'm moving on to the two systems that are related to tachycardia. It is the respiratory system and the circulatory system. The respiratory system is your lungs that help you breathe in and out. So it breathes in oxygen and breathes out carbon dioxide. The symptom that I talked about, shortness of breath, is where that respiratory system comes from, because you breathe. And respiratory system is just designated for your breath. So the respiratory system will be very controlled. It'll be constricted, and it just makes it harder to breathe. The circulatory system, with the heart beating really fast, like I stated, the heart beating fast is just the main problem that causes several different issues. But with the heart beating faster, the heart cannot produce enough blood to the other organs and eventually can starve the other organs. So with me, when I have those episodes of heart beating really fast, I could be in the moment where my other organs do not get enough oxygen. So that's kind of very critical, because all of your organs need blood to function, and if they don't have anything to function, they can die off. So the circulatory system is just a huge thing, and the respiratory system is a huge thing that connects with tachycardia. Well, in this next segment, I'm actually going to have a special guest. Her name is Miss Gloria Hurt, and she is actually my mother. Say hi.
Hi.
She's actually going to give her reaction on it when I found out that I had tachycardia. So would you just mind telling my audience, how did you feel when you found out your daughter had tachycardia?
Well, this is Gloria, precious mom, and I really had a blank face. And we were sitting there in Dr. Guerriere's office, and she was telling me about precious having tachycardia. She was born with this condition, and I was afraid that it was something that I did to cause her to have this by me being a diabetic. But my reaction to this is that I was afraid that they were going to have to cut her chest open. And that was my biggest fear, because it's been me and Precious since her dad passed away, since kindergarten. And when I found out, I was like, no, not my child. I wanted to cry. I didn't know what to do. I had a lot of questions. I asked, how was the procedure? Because she's going to have a procedure where it's going to take about 8 hours or more to complete. But my biggest thing was just making sure she was going to be okay, and making sure that she did not have to go through this again. And I am afraid. I'm a type of mother that's very concerned about my child and her health and her well-being. But I love her dearly. She's very special to my heart. And I don't know what I would do without her, but I always lean and depend on God for strength. So I know he would bring us through this. He's brought us through all of everything else that we've had to endure, all other tasks or anything that came in our life, he's always brought us through. So, but I guess that by her being my only child, I am concerned because it is it's major surgery. It's nothing lightly because they can make one move and it could be damage to her heart. So, but she has to have it because there's no other way around it.
Yeah, and in another segment, I told them that another treatment was the beta blockers, and I would have to take it 3 to 4 times a day, and it was just going to be really hard, and the only other option was the surgery, and we just went on with that option.
Yeah, and we're just asking for everyone's prayers. And we decided on the surgery instead of the beta blockers because the beta blockers keep you drowsy and sleepy all the time. And 3 times a day is just something. And Precious doesn't do well taking pills. So we had to decide on, we only could decide on the surgery.
The pills would have been different. The liquid would have been 3 to 4 times a day. Yeah. But I'm getting my strength to taking pills now, so maybe it probably would have been different, but I still would not want to take that medicine.
Because this is something she would have had to take lifelong, and then she still may have to take aspirin for a while, but after the surgery. But we're going to just lean and depend on God because he's my strength and my rock, and he will. I know he will bring us through this.
Well, thank you for being here. I thank you for this interview.
Yes, and thank you for having me.
Hi. So with just this podcast ending, I want to give you a few tips on how to prevent tachycardia. Just remember to not stress. That just takes a toll on anybody's body in general. Check your medications to see what they say about their side effects, because tachycardia could be one of the side effects of that medication. And also make sure to exercise and diet and eat well. I'm learning to do that now and I am feeling much better. I have to get back on my exercise regimen, but with the eating healthier, eating better, and just doing better for my body, I feel completely better. All right, guys, I thank you for listening to this Random Talk podcast today. I'm your host, Precious Hurt, and see you later.